The celebration started even before the incumbent conceded defeat. People went out on the street in all the cities in Senegal, everywhere in the country. The young people went out celebrating. We have a new president. We have the president that we want. The way I describe it, it's like the new liberation in the country. It's like the country getting new independence. You know, the kind of regeneration for the entire youth, because they believe that now their problem will be sorted out. You know, and I think those kind of celebration, those kind of statement made on the street put some pressure on the new president, because he has to deliver. He has to show that he's different from the previous elite in the country who didn't care about the situation of the poor people. He has to try to find solutions to some of the very important economic, social, educational problems that the country is facing. I think the youth, by going out, was just telling him, you are the new one. We voted for you. We elected you. And you need to deliver.
What did the ruling party candidate say in his concession speech? I mean, what did he say to the new president?
Well, he said he had the figures. All the figures are showing that Jomai Fay won the election, but now he concedes defeat. He congratulates the new president and he wishes him, you know, success. He knows that the task is not very easy, but he hopes that he will do everything to meet the will of the people and also to deliver on a number of things. I think it was really a statement by a state person to another new state person, showing that there is continuity in the functioning of the state and that our democratic system is alive, because this is the third time that we are really changing president through election. And I think that's a very good sign for the Senegalese democratic system.
Especially this coming on the heel of Liberia, George Weah graciously accepting his defeat in that election. And also, maybe this can bring some relief to West Africa after all these many coups.
Yes, but it's good that you mentioned Liberia. I think there is a lot of similarities between the Senegalese election and the Liberian election. You know, in Liberia, 95% of the voters voted for two people, George Weah and then the current president. In Senegal, it's almost the same. 90% of the voters voted for two people. So it tells you about the fact that this is a vote of protest. We don't want the old system. We want a new system, and we want to show the new system that it's over. I think that similarities is really good, and it really shows the way for other countries. You know, Guinea will be in election very soon. Mali is going probably for election. And I think this will really give the tone to the way that the youth should behave, to the way that the population must use the ballot to show what type of society that they want. Because these coups were always about mal-governance, but at the same time, this coup never offered the possibility for the population to really express themselves in the way that Liberian and Senegalese have done this year. For me, it's a really strong message to the youth, to our population, that there are still hope if we hold on our democratic system. They have a lot of imperfection, but we can use the lack of imperfection to really make sure that we elect the people that we want, and we tell them that you told us that you can change the situation, here it is the power. But if you don't perform, in 5 years we will come back and we will deal with you. And I think that's how our democratic system should slowly continue. I hope also that institutions like ECOWAS, leaders like Tinubu, will take this opportunity also to try to adapt our community legislation to this kind of expression of the will of the people.
Ibrahim Akan, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure speaking with you all the time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The pleasure is also for us, because you also help us to talk to our population.